Rosa and Blanca by Joe Hayes. Illustrated by Jose Ortega. Genre: realistic fiction tells about made-up events that could happen in real life. Next, you will read about Rosa and Blanca, two sisters with a clever idea. Question of the week. When does a creative idea lead to a surprise?
Once there were two sisters named Rosa and Blanca. They loved each other very much. If their mother sent Rosa to the store to buy flour for tortillas, Blanca would go with her. If their mother told Blanca to sweep the sidewalk in front of their house, Rosa would help her. Their mother would always say, "My daughters are so good to one another. They make me very happy. I think I am the luckiest mother in the town. No, I am the luckiest mother in the country. No, I am the luckiest mother in the whole world." When Rosa and Blanca grew up, Rosa got married. She and her husband had three children. Blanca didn't get married. She lived alone. One year, Rosa planted a garden. Blanca planted a garden too. They planted corn and tomatoes and good hot chiles. When the tomatoes were round and ripe, Rosa helped Blanca pick the tomatoes in her garden. Blanca helped Rosa pick the tomatoes in her garden. That night, Rosa thought, "My poor sister Blanca lives all alone. She has no one to help her make a living. I have a husband and helpful children. I will give her half of my tomatoes to sell in the market." Rosa filled a basket with tomatoes. She started toward Blanca's house. That very same night, Blanca thought, "My poor sister Rosa has a husband and three children. There are five to feed in her house. I only have myself. I will give her half of my tomatoes to sell in the market." Blanca filled a basket with tomatoes. She started toward Rosa's house. The night was dark. The two sisters did not see each other when they passed. Rosa added her tomatoes to the pile in Blanca's kitchen. Blanca added her tomatoes to the pile in Rosa's kitchen. The next day, Rosa looked at her pile of tomatoes. "Vaya," she said, "how can I have so many tomatoes? Did my tomatoes have babies during the night?" The next day, Blanca looked at her pile of tomatoes. "Vaya," she said, "how can I have so many tomatoes? Did my tomatoes have babies during the night?" When the corn was ripe, Rosa helped Blanca pick her corn. Blanca helped Rosa pick her corn. That night, Rosa thought, "I will give half of my corn to Blanca to sell in the market." That night, Blanca thought, I will give half of my corn to Rosa to sell in the market. Each sister filled a basket with corn. Rosa went to Blanca's house. Blanca went to Rosa's house. The night was dark. They did not see each other when they passed. Rosa added her corn to the corn in Blanca's house. Blanca added her corn to the corn in Rosa's house. The next day, Rosa said,
Vaya, how can I have so much corn? Did each ear invite a friend to spend the night?
The next day, Blanca said,
Vaya, how can I have so much corn? Did each ear invite a friend to spend the night?
When the chiles were red and hot, Rosa helped Blanca pick her chiles. Blanca helped Rosa pick her chiles. That night, Rosa thought,
I will give Blanca half of my chiles to sell in the market.
That night, Blanca thought,
I will give Rosa half of my chiles to sell in the market.
Each sister filled a basket with chiles. Just then, Rosa's youngest child started to cry. Rosa went to the child's room. She picked him up and rocked him. Blanca was on her way to Rosa's house. When Rosa's child went to sleep, Rosa picked up her basket of chiles. She started out the door. Blanca was coming in the door. They both said,
Vaya!
Rosa said,
Blanca, what are you doing? Why do you have that basket of chiles?
Blanca said,
Rosa, what are you doing? Why do you have that basket of chiles?
Rosa said,
I was going to give half of my chiles to you.
Blanca said,
But I was going to give half of my chiles to you.
Both sisters laughed. Rosa said,
So that is why I still had so many tomatoes.
Blanca said,
So that is why I still had so much corn.
The sisters hugged each other. The next day, Rosa and Blanca went to their mother's house. They told their mother what they had done. Their old mother smiled and hugged her daughters. She said,
My daughters are so good to one another. They make me very happy. I think I am the luckiest mother in the town. No, I am the luckiest mother in the country. No, I am the luckiest mother in the whole world.